Karibusa, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavamos daf Ayin Gimel. We're here a little bit early on Ayin Beis Mabeis, about 10, 12 lines up. Amar Rava, still in the middle of a discussion. We had said, Shita of Rabbi Elazar says that an Orel who handles and sprinkles the Paraduma, the Mechatos, that's allowed, that's okay. And then we quoted a Braisa that said that it was not okay. And then Amar Rabbi Yosef had said that actually that's Tanan de Bei Rabbi Akiva, who says that an Orel has the halacha of being Tameh, meaning we view him as he's Tameh, as they quote a Pazuk, Yishish the Rabbis is Orel, right, to tell me that that Braisa is Rabbi Akiva Shita. So that's where Rava chimes in over here. Amar Rava, Havay Yasivna Kameh de Rabbi Yosef. I was chilling with Rabbi Yosef, Vekashali, and this was strange to me because lo lishtame tana v'lisnei ha'arel v'atame v'leim Rabbi Akiva hi. Right, we don't have anybody who says that this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Right, it shouldn't have said right the arel and atame. And then someone would immediately say when you equate those two that oh it's Rabbi Akiva Shita. I don't know anybody who says that, so it must not be Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Gemara says well, oh, but what do you mean? We do have a phrase. We do have a scenario where they group Orel and Tami together, right? Vakatani Orel Tami Ptur Minariya from the halacha of coming to be Ola Regel. We do group those two together. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Mishum Demais. No, that's not because an Orel is Tami. Because an Orel is mice, as you said, physically disgusting for a Kosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, right, he's not shayach to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego. Okay, and now the Azdu L'Tamayhu, now this is not Rava or Rav Yosef, then Rabbi Akiva, etc. This is going back. If we said yesterday, if you remember, we had a machokas between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to whether an androgynous is allowed to use the mechatas, is allowed to touch the mechatas. Again, androgynous being someone who has both male and female. So the machlokes again. Rabbi Yehuda had said that it was no good, right? And the Chachamim had said that it was okay. That it was he was able that an androgynous is allowed to handle the paradumas. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says Azdu L'Tamayhu. It's a little bit of a funny Azdu L'Tamayhu because usually when we say Azdu L'Tamayhu, we line up a machlokes right in one realm of halacha with a machlokes in another realm of halacha, and we show how that's the same shita. Here we're kind of really, if I'm understanding correctly. I think I am. We're kind of reiterating the same shita. This is not referring to Rav or Rav Yosef or whatever. This is referring to the Machlokes. If you look at Rashi over here, right, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that argued earlier, right at the end of that braisa, about an androgynous that is mekadesh the mechatas, whether that's legit or not. The Chachamim said that it's fine, and Rabbi Yehuda said that it's not. And here we have a similar Machlokes. The Tanya was learned in a braisa. Hakol sherem the kadesh chutz mecheresh shut the mekotam. Right, everybody's able to be mekadesh the mechatas, the paraduma water, except for Cheresh of the Mekotan, and sure enough, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Mekotan, who posel be'isha v'androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan is fine, but a woman is not, right? And androgynous, therefore, since it's suffic man, suffic woman, or both, right, is also no good. Right? Again, he's concerned about the genders. We'll see in a second. The pasuk says ishish. I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Anyway, my time I had the Rabbanon. No, not exactly. It's not ishish. I take it back. No, that's what we had before. Okay, scratch that. Anyway, my time I have the Rabbanan. What is the Rabbanan Shita? Right, that a woman, they hold that a woman is allowed to be Mekadesh to Mechatas, right? Not a katan. So, dechtiv, because the pasuk said, right? Cherishot of a katan. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says, Velachulah tamei mefars refasa chatas. Hanach the pasli ba'asifa paslim bekiddush. Hanach the ksherin ba'asifa, ksherin bekiddush. Right? There's certain halachos, right? Different halachos about the paraduma. Certain stages, certain steps. One of them is a sifa, which is gathering the ashes. And there are certain requirements for that. So anything that is any person who's not allowed to gather the ashes is not allowed to be mekadesh them. Meaning, when we say be mekadesh them, that means put them together, put the ashes in the water. Anybody who's not allowed to do the gathering is not allowed to do the kiddush, and anybody who is allowed to do the gathering is allowed to do the kiddush. So therefore, and again, the pasuk says v'asaf ish tahor, and again, the darshan, as Rashi says over here, that ish excludes a katan, and tahor, right, obviously includes a woman, meaning anybody can be tahor. Even women, obviously, women are tahor. So that, since basically based on that, those drushes that the chachamim are going to allow a woman and pasul a cherish of the vikotans. Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda Shita? So amalacha, he would say imkein nimakra v'lakach. Right, if that was really the halacha, right, they should have said v'lakach. What's v'lakchu? Right? So filu hanaf tepsulan hasam ksherim hacha. That even those who are puzzled by the mixing of the by the gathering of the ashes will be kosher to do the mixing of the ashes of the water. So Gemara says, okay, if you're adding in everybody, so yachinami ishanami. So to a woman should be kosher to mix, right? She's puzzled to gather, but she should be kosher to mix if it doesn't matter whether you're puzzled to gather or not. So Gemara says v'nosan v'lo v'nosan. Because the pasuk says v'nosan. That's in the male, verbiage that he should put the waters and the ashes together, and not the female. Tosus already points out nasan lovanasna. Right, it can't be that we're darshening out, since it says right the word in the male gender, I guess, or the male. I don't even know what you call it, but since it says venasan male velovanasna, not female. Tosus says that can't be literally what we're saying, because the whole Torah is written in Lashon Zachar, right? The whole Torah always, by default, that's just whatever they use. So it must be that it's a Kro Yisera, there's an extra pasuk over here, right? Some sort of extra drasha. Okay, either way, fine. V'rabbanan, what do they do with it? What do the Chachamim do with that? So, Ikasiv V'lakach V'nasan, if it would have said, he takes and he puts the waters together, so fine. Hava Amina, meaning, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says that it should have said. Right, so Havamina. So if it would have said that, you might have thought that Shakol Chad V'Yoev Chad. It couldn't have said that, because you might have thought that the same guy who gathers the ashes has to mix them with the water, which is not true. And therefore, causes the Rachman of Velachu. Therefore, it says Velachu. So what Rabbi Yehuda uses to darshan out his halacha even people who are puzzle for the gathering or kasher for the mixing, right? That's why the Chacham don't hold that drasha, because they need the word lakhu to tell me that you shouldn't think it's the same guy that has to do both. Because of Rachman of lakhu v'nasnu, and if we would have said plural in both cases, you might have thought that two people can do the gathering and two people can do the mixing. So Gemara says, because of Rachman of v'lakhu v'nasan. Therefore, it said v'lakhu v'nasan, that afilu shakli trei v'yavchad, that even if two people gather the ashes and one guy mixes it, then that's fine. And now, the v'hizah tar al-tameh. Now, this is a different drasha, a different aspect of Parah Aduma that we mentioned yesterday, that someone who's a Tful Yom is allowed, and they actually use the Tful Yom on purpose, to mix the and sprinkle the waters, etc. Tahor Mikhlad Shehu Tameh. Meaning, if you tell me that the Tahor guy has to sprinkle the waters on people who are Tameh, right, obviously the default is that we're dealing with Kachim, right, things that are Kadosh, things that need a purity. We assume that the guy is Tahor. If the Pasuk is telling me that he's Tahor, it must imply that he's kind of tahor, meaning he's tahor for, i.e., he's tahor for this, but not tahor for other things. And that's v'limid al tvul yom kasher bapara. That teaches me that a tvul yom, someone who is tahor, becoming tahor, right? He's went to the mikveh today. He's waiting for Harav Shemesh, for the sun to go down, right, to complete his tahor process. So he's kind of tahor. He's tahor for this, but not tahor for other things. So therefore, right, that's going to be okay. That we darshan out that pasuk to teach me that it's good, right? If you remember, right, that Tzedukim didn't darshan this out, that's why they used it Tzvul Yom specifically. Okay, fine. But my name is Rav Sheshes. That's the following shayla about Rav Sheshes. Arel mahu b'meiser, right? We've been talking about Arel can't eat truma. We talked about Arel by can't eat b'ram Pesach. Right? What about meiser? And this is, again, when we say meiser here, we're going to be talking about meiser sheni. Meiser sheni, again, just a recap, right? That has to be taken to Yerushalayim to eat. Otherwise, you redeem it, you sell it, and then you take the money to Yerushalayim and spend it on food. So what about an RL? Is he allowed to eat Meiser Sheni? Ki yichdi yelef mi pezach u'meiser linin aninos, yelef na mi pezach linin arelos. Again, if you remember from yesterday, what we said, that the reason we know that a person is not, an owning is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, right? We learned that from Meiser Sheni. So maybe we flip it backwards, that, okay, if we're learning from Meiser Sheni about Hilchos Pesach, we'll learn about Hilchos Pesach to Meiser Sheni, meaning a halacha that applies by Pesach will apply by Meiser Sheni as well. What's the halacha that applies by Pesach? And Arel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So do we flip it backwards as well? That just like we're flipping Aninus from Meiser onto Pesach, so too we'll flip Arel from Hilchos Pesach back to Hilchos Meiser Sheni? Oh, Dilma, or maybe not. No. Chomer Mikal Yolif, Kamli Chomer Lo Yolif. Well, Korban Pesach is much more machmir, right, than Meiser Sheni. If you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you have Karis. Right, so that's bad. Right, so that's much more machmer. So we can learn, right, the more serious one from the lenient one, from the makel one, from Maaser Sheni, right? I mean, if halacha applies by Maaser Sheni, for sure it applies by Pesach, but not necessarily the flip side, right? Korban Pesach is much more chomer, so we wouldn't necessarily take that halacha and flip it back onto something that's more makel. So I'm Lehu, they say back, he said back to them, Tini to it, right? Sure enough, it's a Mishnah. Hatshuma v'abikurim, the Mishnah says that Truma and Bikurim have the following aspects to it, and we're going to compare it to Maaser, which does not. And we'll see that, we'll see. Right, Truma and Bikurim, both of them, right, Chayav and Lehem Misa, if someone eats them inappropriately, Tame, whatever, someone's not a Kohen, is Chayav Misa. V'chomesh, and if you eat it, if a Tzar eats both Truma and Bikurim, B'shogeg, he's Chayav to pay the Truma plus a fifth, which is actually what we call a fourth, 25%. The Asurim Lazarim, it's a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it. Vein Nichsei Kohen, and it belongs to the Kohen. They can use it to be, I don't know, Makadesh a woman or whatever. The Olim Becham Mea, and it's not Batal Bashishim, but it's Batal 1 in 100. The Tunin Ruchitz Yadayim, and they have to wash before consuming them, because Rei Chazal, where Gozer, if you remember, Tumas of a Sheni on a person's hands, and again, a person, Kachim, Truma and Bikurim can become a Shlishi, so you do need to purify a person's hands. V'harev Shemesh, and someone who's Tamei, right, you have to wait for a sundown, right, to before eating them. V'harev Elu, but Truma Bikurim, Mesha Ein Kei B'Maiser. And all of these halakha apply by Truma and Bikurim, but not by Maiser. V'im Isa. And if you'll tell me that we don't learn from Pesach to Maaser Sheni, and an Orel is Mutter, right? If you tell me that an Orel is Mutter, Dik Maaser Sheni, listen to me, it would have listed, right? It would have said it in the Mishnah. Right, Arl Asur Behem, Ashen Kibbe Maaser. And an Arl, if really an Arl was allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, they would have added that to the list of things that apply by Truma and Bikurim and don't apply by Maaser Sheni. Right, apparently, right, you see that it must not apply to Maaser Sheni, meaning the Heter must not apply, then really it's Asur. Really, it is Asur, just like Truma and Bikurim. It's going to say now, Tana V'Shayr, really. We had a list of things that are different between Truma and Bikurim on the one hand and Maaser, but it didn't list everything, right? This aspect, right, is not listed, and really, right, an RL is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. Gemara says, what do you mean? My Shire, the High Shire. Well, what else was left out, right? If you're going to leave, right, whenever you say, oh, the Mishnah listed a bunch of things, but it left out some things, right, it has to be more than one. Right, if it only left out one halakas, then it didn't leave that out at all, right? And then it left out on purpose. But if it listed a bunch and then it left out two halakos, so then we could say, okay, fine, it left out a couple of halakos, it's not a specific list. So we have to find another halakha. What else is missing from the list? So Gemara says, Shire, the Katani Sefer, right? You have it in the second part of the Mishnah that's left out other halakos, right? Not exactly the standard ton of a Shire that we're talking about. Right? Usually it'll say more halakos about this aspect, but okay, fine, we have a second part of the Brisa, or the Mishnah, that that is also missing some halachos. Because it says, yesh b'maiser b'bikurim, mashe inkei b'truma. Now we're comparing maiser b'bikurim on the one hand, that does not apply to truma. What halachos are those? Shem maiser b'bikurim tunin havas makom, they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'tunin vidui, and there's a certain vidui that you say, b'yarti ha-kodesh min habayis, a certain vidui maestros, that applies to both maiser b'bikurim. V'asur la'onein, and an onen is not allowed to eat them. Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon does allow an onen to have Maaser Bikurim, or I think Bikurim, or okay, whatever, we'll see. V'chavim bebir, and you have to get rid of them if you didn't eat them within the 3-year cycle, right? By the time the 4th year or the 7th year of Shemitah hits, you have to get rid of them. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says you don't actually have that. But what's the missing halacha? Asur levar mehem betuma, the fact that you're not allowed to burn them. Meaning not when they're tamei, meaning not that you're not allowed to burn them. You have to burn them, but you're not allowed to use them. You're not allowed to benefit when you burn them when they're tamei. But oklam b'tumas atman and loka, and if you eat them when you're tamei, you get malchus, right? This is the mashe ain't came with truma loka tani, right? Which is not necessarily true by truma, right? That's not in the list. Those two halakos that you're not allowed to burn them for personal benefit, and you get malchus for eating them when you're tamei. So that does not apply to truma, right? That by the eating by your tummy, right? That's a what is that? That's an isra say. Is that Rashi says? Rashi, right? Isra say. That's only isra say by truma. So I'm a ton of a shire. So apparently, you see that they did leave over some stuff. So it's not exactly specific, and an RL may in fact be able to eat Maaser Sheni. Okay. Now, Vasudev, now we're going to kind of analyze this Bryce a little bit, or the Mishnah a little bit. And that should take us to the end of the Yomah. Vasudev the Onrin, Rabbi Shimon Mater. Remember, there were two Machloksim in the Mishnah between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, right, and Rabbi Shimon. Right? One of them was whether Maaser Sheni Bikurim can be eaten by an Onin, and one of them is whether you're allowed to, whether you need to burn them, whether you need to get rid of them, if you still have some left after the 3 years, of years 1 to 3 and years 4 to 6 from the Shemitah cycle. So Gemara says, Asur L'Onin Rabbi Shimon Matir Minole. Right? How do you know that an Onin is not allowed to have Bikurim? So as the Chachamim said, right? The Chachamim says, Lo Sucha L'Chol B'Sharecha Masar D'Gan Chavis Yerushcha V'Tzirecha Shuma Sedecha. That's the Gemara. Where is it? 1 second. You're not allowed to eat it. Meaning you have to take it to your Shalayim. Okay, let's just read it a little further. And Trumas Yadcha is not talking about Vamar Mar. Mar said that Trumas Yadcha ilu Bikurim. That Trumas Yadcha is not actually talking about Truma. It's talking about Bikurim. Because again, when you're telling me that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, so that doesn't apply to Truma. Truma you can eat anywhere. So it must be talking about Bikurim. V'itkish Bikurim l'maiser. And since both of them are mentioned in that pasuk, so Maiser Asur la'onein, Af Bikurim Asur la'onein, just like Maiser is Asur to an Onein, as we did yesterday, right, so too, or we did today? We mentioned it today already. Yeah, I'm sorry, not today, not yesterday. Okay, Tachlis, right? Since they're both in the same pasuk, right? So you connect Meiser to Bikurim. For Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon do with that pasuk? He says Truma Karina Rachmana, Matruma Muter Zalonin, Af Bikurim Muter Zalonin. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah. What did the pasuk call Bikurim? They called it Truma, right? An Onin is allowed to eat Truma, so therefore it must be that an Onin is allowed to eat Bikurim. And what about the second machlokas? The same thing, right? The question is whether you connect the halachos of Bikurim to Meiser or Bikurim to Truma. Right? It just simply depends on whether you connect the Bikurim and Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, you have to get rid of. So if you're connecting, you have to burn it after you still have some left. So if you're connecting Bikurim to Meiser Sheni, so then the halacha is that you have to burn Bikurim as well. If you're not connecting it, so then you don't. Okay. Also, the Vayar Mehem Betuma. You now let it benefit from, Meister Sheni Bikurim, when you burn them, when they're Tamei. But Ochlam Betumas Atman Loka. And if you yourself are Tamei, so then you get, meaning, then they get, or they themselves are Tamei, I'm sorry, the Meister Sheni, right, the items themselves are Tamei. Then you get Malchus. Minolam, how do you know? The Tanya will learn the Rabbi Shimon Omer will be up to Mimenu B'tamei. Right, the Torah says not this is not beer to burn, but it means it didn't eat. It does mean burn. I'm sorry, I take it back. I didn't burn them, meaning to benefit from them when they were tamei. Bein shani tamei v'hu tahor, bein shani tahor v'hu tamei. Right, mimanoshach, whether I was tamei, whether the person is tamei, or whether the item was tamei, regardless, right, you're not allowed to burn it for your benefit. And where are we not? Do we know that you're not allowed to eat meiser that's tamei, or when a person is tamei? So where do you know that? Rabbi Shimon says, Eini yodea, I have no idea. Very strange. Right, the Gemara says, picks up immediately. He says, what do you mean? Tumas haguf behedyiksev be. Right, it's a pasuk. Right, the pasuk says straight out, if a person is tamei, right, nefesh asher tigabo v'tama ad arev lo yochal min hakotshim. Right, it says very clearly. Right, right, he has a person who's tamei, he's not allowed to eat kotshim. So Gemara says, hacha mi bayale.
I can't fall asleep.
Hey, little man. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry about that. Little guy got up. It is late, after all. Okay, where was he? Where were we? Okay, anyway, we're saying, meaning, what was the Shaila? What did Rabbi Shimon not know? I mean, he said, I have no idea where it says that the person whose tummy is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni Bikurim, that's tummy. So it says, Tumas Aguf, Behejik Sibbe. What do you mean? It's straight up a pasuk, right? Nefesh Asher Tigabo. Nefesh Asher Tigabo, V'tama Ara Arev. Avilu Yocham and Akodshim Im Rachatz Bezvarab Amayim. So Gemara says, Hachi Kama Baile. No, this is what Rabbi Shimon Shaila was. Tumas Atmo Minayim. I understand what you're not allowed to eat. Meiser Sheni is Tameh. when a person is tameh. But what if the person is tahor and the maaser sheni is tameh? So tam alamor, that's the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo zuchal lechol b'sharecha masar deganecha lahalon hu omer b'sharecha tahor tameh v'tahor yachdav katsviv v'chayal." The pasuk says later, by psula mikdashin, where you're allowed to eat tameh and tahor together. Right? Again, we said maaser sheni, you're not allowed to eat. Right, in the outside of Yerushalayim. Right, the first pasuk says, "Lo suchal lechol b'sharecha." You're not allowed to eat maaser sheni outside Yerushalayim. And then it says, "B'sharecha outside Yerushalayim." Right, in your cities, you are allowed to eat psulei hamukdashin, because that became possible. V'tanan de'ber Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Afilu tamei v'tar ochlem ashulchan echad b'kar achas," meaning that we're not concerned that the psulei hamukdashin is tameh. V'enin choshishin. V'ka'am rachmana, and we don't care about that. V'ka'am rachmana, the pasuk says, "Ahuda amri lecha hasam b'sharecha tochalanu. Hacha lo teichal." That is the only thing that we don't mind if you get tameh. But here, by Maaser Sheni, there we do care if the item is tameh, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Meaning it says specifically only the psulei mukdashin, only this other food that we're going to allow you to eat it if it's tamei, but not maaser sheni. So, and now we had said, "Masha'in came b'truma." Right, we said that truma. Right, again, we said you're not allowed to burn maaser sheni b'kurim, right, for and have hanah from it when you burn it, but truma you are. So the Gemara says, "Minolad." How do you know? "Am Rabbi Avo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Kol." The pasuk says, "Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei." Right, I did not burn it when it was tameh, meaning mimenu iya tamavir, right? Aval tamavir shemesh al truma shenitma. Meaning that's specifically by maaser sheni, right? That you're not allowed to do that, but by truma you are. So the Gemara says ema mimenu iya tamavir, right? Aval tamavir shemesh al kodesh shenitma. Well, maybe it's not talking about truma, but maybe it's talking about shemen that was kodesh that became tameh. So the Gemara says lav kavu chomru. What do you mean? What do you mean? You're going to tell me that you're not allowed to burn tameh? You're telling me that you are allowed to burn kodesh oil that became tameh? What do you mean? If meiser, which is much more lenient than kodshim, you're not allowed to burn it for your own benefit. So certainly, oil that's kodshim that became tameh, you're certainly not allowed to burn for your own benefit. It's much more chomer. So Gemara says, well, you know what else is more chomer? Right? Truma nami kava chomer. Well, truma is also more chomer than meiser. So why should you be able to benefit from truma that's tamei? So Gemara says, haksi mimenu. Because it says mimenu from that specifically, meaning only meiser specifically is what you're allowed to burn. So the Gemara says, okay, but mara isa, but why did you learn it that way? Right? If once you have logic that goes both ways. So Gemara says, mistava kodesh lo mimaitna. Right? It makes more sense that you're not being mimait kodshim. Right? She came pankachas. Right? It has all these, right, kodshim, as opposed to truma, right, it has many more chumras, because right? It has pigul. It's pigul, that's a psul in kodshim, right, if you have an improper makshava. No sar, if it gets left over past the zman, it's called a korban, that's brought on the mizbeach. Mi'ila, right, you chayv for mi'ila if you use it. Kares, if a person who's a non-kohen partakes of it, is chayv kares. Usur la'onein, and onein is not allowed to eat it either. Gemara says, one second, Adrabah, truma lo mimitna, shekein machpas. Well, you have certain chumras by truma as well. You have misa, you have misa, v'chomesh, and you have to pay chomesh if you consume it by b'shogeg. V'ein lo pidyon, and you can't redeem it. V'asur lezarim, and non-coins are not allowed to eat it. So Gemara says, hanach, on the one hand, either hanach nafishan, either the chumras by kodshim are more, or v'ibay seima, kares adifa, right, the kares is more serious. Right, and therefore we're going to exclude that. That's that the kodshim is more machmer than truma, and truma, you are allowed to burn for your own hanna. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots over here. We have more to analyze in this brisa, but we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.